With the presidential race coming up, we've decided to put Mr. Connor McQueen on the ticket, and I'll be the vice president. We have Speaker of the House over here, and to be honest with you, we think we have a solid campaign going, and we look forward to Mr. McQueen running this country for us.
What's your platform,
Mr. McQueen?
Gig 'em.
What would else? That's a pretty good one, but what
vote
else
vote Aggies.
Is there anything special to being the first redheaded president? Would that mean anything to you?
I think it would mean everything. It goes down in history. I mean, there's a lot of firsts throughout history, and you know, I think it'd be groundbreaking to be the first ginger-headed quarterback, and not quarterback president that also was a quarterback. There we go.
And rush for 9 yards on Saturday.
So with that being said, how did you come up with the order of the ticket?
I think Mr. McQueen is the most qualified candidate for you know this party, and you know, I think he's done a great job of winning over Aggieland. Obviously, you hear the roars when he comes on stage into the game, and he's done a really good job of just, you know, solidifying himself as a solid candidate.
Who are you guys running against?
Mr. Donald Trump and Ms. Hillary Clinton.
And you'll carry Oklahoma?
I think we'll carry Oklahoma and Texas, to be honest with you.
Very well. How about Mississippi?
As of right now, probably not.
There's a good chance by the end of the weekend we'll take over.
I agree.
How did y'all skirt the age requirements for the president?
Combined age,
right? it's an aggregate effect to where we found a loophole.
Well, three of us.
in the system. There's three instead of the typical two on these tickets.
Where does Jermaine Illuminor come into all this?
Jermaine has done a great job of fundraising for us. He does a really good job of kind of staying behind the scenes, but getting his work done in a timely and effective manner.
He also a bodyguard.
Yes, he has not actually been a citizen of the United States long enough to become a official partner of the ticket, unfortunately. But you know, he's working on that, and maybe second term is a possibility.
So, how does this affect your preparation for football games, or does it?
I think it's pivotal in our preparation for this week specifically. You know we have a big time opponent in Mississippi State coming up, but. You know, this is just getting our minds in the right place.
How long did it take you to come up with these outfits? And who'd you have to borrow coats and ties from?
About 30 seconds.
Yeah. They all borrowed from me. I just have a various array of sizes in my closet. And it just so happens that I fit just all different shapes and sizes of mostly quarterbacks. It's a wardrobe for quarterbacks.
How much easier does it make your guys' job, the fact that you know, you're this close and you're running for president together? How much easier does that make your job?
Well, you know, we all believe in each other, and we believe in the message that Mr. McQueen tries to convey. And so if we all buy into this, I think that moving forward we have a really good shot to win the presidency and, you know, down the road change the culture of not only, you know, where we are right now, but extend it into the rest of the country.
How concerned are you that the locker room may be divided over this political issue?
We've already spoken with our locker room, and they're all supportive of us. And they've already all pledged to put our name down on the ticket for this presidency.
Is there anyone else in the locker room that would go into the cabinet?
As of right now, we're still trying to decipher that. Mr. McQueen, you know, calls all the shots. And, you know, Jake has done a really good job as well with kind of being his running man. I sit back and kind of relax and watch them do their work. I'm kind of the...
Do vice presidents really do anything?
No, vice presidents don't do
He's
much.
He's more of the face of the ticket, yeah. Per se. Yeah. The facial hair.
The marketing
the
side of
hair.
Things.
Do you have one campaign slogan?
Gig 'em.
That's it?
Aggies.
Gig 'em and something.
No,
gig
no, just gig 'em.
Aggies win.
How do you balance this campaign with also trying to get A&M in the college football playoff?
Well, I mean, I think we're just taking it one week at a time, like we said. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a reiteration throughout from week to week, but it is something that we've been focusing on. both in the campaign, taking it one week at a time, and throughout the season, taking it one week at a time, and doing everything that we can throughout the week to prepare ourselves for the game day on Saturday.
Are you guys going to watch the college football playoff rankings tonight?
I'll probably watch it just because I'm a big college football fan. But as it relates to us and the rest of our season, not going to play too much into it. You know, we've been talking about this whole season just taking it one week at a time, and not really buying into what the projections are down the road, but really just buying into what we have in front of us this week and taking care of business.
Did y'all already go into how all this, what's going on here, whatever this is, came together?
Honestly, we thought of the idea last night to put on suit jackets, and
I was actually wearing a gingerbread costume in the training room while getting taped when AC approached us three about doing media today, and within about 45 seconds it spiraled into all three of us doing it at the exact same time, wearing coats and ties. So
is this a post Halloween kind of deal? Halloween costume?
It's for president.
It's more in terms of, you know, election day is in a week from today, and Halloween just so happens to be that Halloween was yesterday, but I don't think that necessarily plays much of a factor into the classiness of our attire.
Now, I think Aggie fans would want to know, all three of you guys growing up in Texas, if elected, will you pass an executive order to have A&M in Texas play?
Oh, great question.
I think right now we're mainly focusing on the grassroots of our campaign, and looking forward, that may be something to talk and really reach out to our constituents about and see what they have to say about the situation.
Wrong.
So what is the right answer?
What say you, Knight?
No, I completely agree with Mr. McQueen. I was just trying to throw in some political comedy there.
Not necessarily, no. I think that that's something that we could look into a little bit further down the road.
Jake, what does it say about the quarterback room that y'all are able to come out here and do this, you know, at this point in the year with a lot still at stake and kind of have this kind of humor amongst yourselves?
I just think that's kind of how we handle everything. You know, I think we take every day one day at a time. We try not to take ourselves too seriously, but at the same time understand what's ahead of us. And, I mean, obviously we got – big games coming up, but we just like to have fun, enjoy each other, enjoy our teammates.